Next item on the agenda, permits, projects over $50,000 with no objection and with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Watkinson.
Mr. Commissioner, commission members, we have six, what we refer to as page two items. As was described, these are those projects over $50,000 in value. They've been subjected to a public interest review. We received no objections and staff is recommending approval. First of the items, the six items is item 2A. It's M.A. Bigavoni Incorporated. This is requesting authorization to install 61 linear feet of water reuse pipeline beneath Pohick Creek and encase the pipe with compacted stone as part of the Norman G. Cole Jr. Pollution Control Plant Water Reuse Project in Fairfax County. In this case, staff is recommending a time of year restriction from February 15th through June 30th to protect anadromous fish resources in the area. And we're also recommending a royalty in the amount of $183 for the encroachment beneath 61 linear feet of state-owned submerged lands at a rate of $3 per linear foot. Item 2B is Norfolk Dredging Company is requesting authorization to dredge 16,300 cubic yards of new material to restore maximum depths of minus 14 feet at mean low water at their Deep Creek Yard commercial facility at the confluence of New Mill Creek and the southern branch of the Elizabeth River in Chesapeake. In this situation, all dredge material will be transported to the Crane Island rehandling basin, and we are also recommending our standard dredging conditions and a royalty in the amount of $7,335 for the new dredging at a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. Item 2C, Alice K. Dotson is requesting authorization to construct six quarry stone breakwaters totaling 410 feet in length and extending a maximum of 10 feet channeled of mean low water into the western branch of the Elizabeth River. And this is in conjunction with a living shoreline stabilization project, including intertidal marsh planting and restoration. And this is that property immediately upriver of the Hodges Ferry Bridge in Chesapeake. Crown Point Marina Incorporated, item 2D, is requesting authorization to construct 740 linear feet of replacement mid-tide bulkhead. And also to add here that they also wish to replace the existing marginal wharf at that bulkhead. They also wish to install an 8-foot wide by 30-foot long aluminum gangway and 11 4-foot by 20-foot finger piers at existing slips adjacent to their facility situated along the Perrin River at Cook's Landing Road in Gloucester County. Item 2E, U.S. Army Technology Applications Office requests permission to impact 20 linear feet of Lucky Run and 12 linear feet of Cedar Run for the installation of a fiber optic cable. This new cable will be directionally bored at least 10 feet beneath the original stream bed, and this is associated with the Quantico Marine Base Telecommunications Upgrade Project in Prince William County. And the last item, item 2F, Westcott B. Northam is requesting authorization to construct and backfill 548 linear feet of vinyl replacement bulkhead, aligned a maximum of 2 feet channeled of the deteriorated wooden bulkhead. And this is situated along Parker's Creek in Accomack County. Staff is recommending the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $1,096 for the filling of 1,096 square feet of state-owned subaqueous land at a rate of $1 per square foot. Be happy to try to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions of Mr. Watkinson by members of the commission? Thank you, Tony. This is a public hearing. Is anyone in the audience that wishes to be heard on these matters, pro or con? Seeing none, the matters before the commission for action. Mr. Tankard.
Move to approve page two items.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard, seconded by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.